Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hi, John Schwab here from Curtain Call, and welcome to episode 77 of the Curtain Call Theater Podcast, the podcast that brings you backstage as close as you possibly can be, often while shows are happening, to meet the people that make theater happen. It's great to have you all here, and if it's your first time, welcome. You are welcome. You're in a safe place. You can find 76 episodes of back episodes on Apple Podcasts. So, you know, go there to Apple Podcasts and fill your boots. And if you have a spare 30 seconds or so, just rate, review the podcast to help us be more discoverable to listeners who haven't heard about us yet. Yet. And now for this week's podcast. While we were posting a job on our Curtain Call jobs board, that's a little plug there. We do have a jobs board on curtaincallonline.com. Just visit the site and see if there's a job up there for you. While we were posting a job up on the Curtain Call jobs board, I came across a company that made me sit up and take notice. First, the name Handlebards. Catchy, right? And then I saw the job description, which they were was basically, you know, ride a bike 30 miles a day and perform Shakespeare by night. I knew I just had to get in touch to find out more. I sat down and talked to Tom Dixon, a founding Handlebard, and their producer, about their charmingly chaotic bicycle-powered Shakespeare, as it says on their website. Unfortunately, what we didn't talk while recording, had to let you in on this, was the story of their first tour, when their director, James Farrell, had a nasty fall, and literally, and I'm not using that word in the Kardashian way, literally, James literally fell and broke his ass. But the show went on, and that's the kind of thing the Handlebards have to put up with all the time. Now, fortunately for you listening at home or wherever you are listening, there were plenty of other things that we talked about, including how they started, their upcoming tours, views on sustainable theater, their company's vision, and so, so much more. So let's just dive in. Have a listen.
To start with your origin story. Because I think a few people will have heard of you but may not know where you guys came from. It's kind of, it feels like you've exploded onto the scene as well. I know you've come from nowhere. Nothing's an overnight success.
Yeah.
Can you take me through the origins of what you guys
did? Sure, yeah, of course. About 5 years ago, my best friend, Paul, got in touch with me, said, I've got this idea. I think we should do Shakespeare and cycle around the country.
It's a good idea.
I said, you're mad, but yeah, sure, why not? And so Paul, I, and Callum, who is a friend of his from Durham, and another guy called Callum Brody, who we hired to bring on board with us, with the first company set up, we interviewed some directors. We got a director, an assistant called James Farrell, and an assistant director, Emma Sampson. So between the six of us, we kind of threw together Twelfth Night and Romeo and Juliet over about a week.
As you do, just throw it together.
We got a train up to Glasgow. We had a couple extra days of rehearsal, and then we started the tour from there. And we cycled in our first year. We cycled down from Glasgow through to London, and it was an amazing experience. Yeah. Obviously, but we thought it was only that. We thought it was a summer experience, straight out of university. Let's have a good time, and then. That'll be that. And then, lo and behold, here we are 5 years later, still going. People just seem to enjoy the product. They enjoy the shows. It's four-handers, four people doing Shakespeare, but also incorporating the bikes into the shows as well. So bicycle-themed props, and so everyone knows that we cycle from venue to venue. And I think there was a real sense of camaraderie with our audiences. They they felt for us that we'd cycled that day, but they could also tell that we were just a group of friends having fun. And I think that really came across in our shows, that we were really enjoying ourselves. Yeah. And so that energy, I'd like to think, was quite infectious and is why we're still touring today.
Yeah, I think it's crucial. No one wants to see a group of actors who are miserable.
Looking miserable.
On stage. You know, well, we've all seen it, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
But that's, I mean, that does. I mean, it is a kind of a giant leap from, like, an idea, like, hey, let's do some Shakespeare in cycle. But, I mean, because it's not a gimmick. It's just, it's a functional thing.
From
venue to venue, and it's a way to put on a tour. It's good. There's a journey.
Yeah, absolutely. Sorry,
mind the pun. But there is a journey of a real kind of, I don't know, it harkens back to the day of traveling troops of actors, visiting places, wherever that place may be.
Yeah.
And putting on a show for local punters.
It's something that we've talked about a lot in the past, actually. It's, you know, if back in Shakespeare's day, imagine it was horse and car, you know, for us it's bicycles.
Yeah.
And we perform in theatres, in gardens, in, you know, stately homes, in bicycle yards, council properties, amphitheatres, wherever we can go.
Yeah.
The beauty of it is we carry all of the set props and costumes on the back of the bike, so you're limited in what you can carry. You've got to be innovative and creative with your props and your costumes, and so because of that limitation, you can literally fit the show anywhere.
Yeah.
And we have been, I think, in every possible different shape and size.
I mean, you know, I'm sure people want to hear what are the, like, the craziest.
Okay, so in Dundee, there's the HMS Frigate Unicorn, which is a frigate boat that was built but never sailed. So that's just sat in the docks there, and we've performed on that on the
amazing
top deck.
You know, maybe that frigate finally thought, I've arrived.
And you know, apparently it's haunted, and we've stayed there overnight. It's been on, like, a most haunted TV show. We've stayed there, and a couple of our cast have stayed there overnight. Other ones, you know, a crazy one was, we were looking for venues in our first year, and I called a bicycle shop, and I spoke to them about this idea, and if they knew any venues local to the area, and they said, you know what, why don't you just do it in our yard? And every year, every new cast that we have, they turn up to this bicycle yard in Sheffield, and it is just, it's a concrete slab.
Yeah.
And they look and they're like, where have you brought us? You know, we've performed in some National Trust venues, and now we're in just a concrete yard.
Yeah.
Just pay what you can show. And
love
so
it.
Everyone's a bit like, is anyone going to turn up? Every year, without fail, 200 to 300 people just rock up from the local community.
Amazing.
They cram into this yard. I mean, imagine health and safety on that. It's not great. But it's, and they, we just have the best experience with them. And because it's so enclosed, there's a huge connection with our audience, and something which we thrive off.
Yeah.
Is that connection. We do a lot of, you know, talking to our audience and audience participation in the shows. So it is a lot about that. And the atmosphere at those shows every year, electric, to the point now where their local development, Healy Development Trust, are investing in turning that bicycle yard into a mini amphitheatre. It's a great little story.
Yeah, that's great. That's a fantastic story. I mean, where do you guys sleep?
Because
I've seen on the website, I've seen photographs of these, you're trailing these, you know, the little trailers.
The bicycle trailers. Yeah. Yeah, that's where we keep all the set props and costumes. It varies. We, as I said, just, you know, sometimes we stay at the venue, sometimes we camp.
Yeah.
And, you know, if we're lucky, sometimes it's hotels. It varies, but some of the best ones are where you can actually stay in the venue.
Yeah.
I think
that's just such
a great experience, getting to stay places that no one else would have got to stay.
Yeah.
In Scotland, we have a few venues where we camp, and it's, I don't know if you've been to Scotland with yourself,
but it's
just stunning.
Yeah.
Like waking up to in these beautiful country houses, but in their gardens and stuff, and just, yeah, it's an all-encompassing adventure being part of these tours, which is what we sell it as when we're hiring actors now. This isn't your average acting job.
Yeah.
You've got to be in it for the adventure.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic. I mean, you know, in my reduced Shakespeare company days, I think we did 119 venues in 210 days of our tour. And that was, I mean, that's a lot. And yeah, you kind of play the 90-seat Wichita Arts Theater to the, you know, Liverpool, whatever it is, Empire, that's massive. You kind of go, holy crap.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, or the Bristol Hippodrome, you know, yeah, which is a barn. You know, it's a lovely barn. But
yeah, yeah.
I think the adventure thing for me, I think I cut my teeth. I mean, I'm guaranteed that the actors that you get will learn more about performing, doing your tours, than they would ever have got from drama school or any other show where they're set, you know?
I think they're put through quite a trial as well of, you know, it's a standard day. Is you're waking up, you're packing up the bikes, you're cycling 30 miles on average, in rain, in sun,
whatever,
in snow, never snow. We cycle during the summer months. We avoid the snow. And then, you know, so including a lunch break, and you're taking 4 to 5 hours because of how heavy all of the equipment is and all of the hills. And then you're setting up for a show. You're performing a show, a very audience interactive heavy show, so there's got a lot of charisma there. You're packing down, and then occasionally you're then camping as well, and then you repeat the next day. Like, they are put through their paces.
Yeah.
But that, like you said, that's a part of it. And you learn so much. And I'd like to think, I mean, we certainly got it in our first years when we were acting in the shows, and any actors who've worked with us since have said it's an experience.
Yeah.
It's an adventure.
And do you just take the actors? Is there anyone that goes on tour with the actors?
In our first years, it was just us. Mm-hmm. These days, we take a company manager as well, just to kind of... I mean, the basic premise of the company manager, I think, is to help with the...
Wake the actors up.
Yeah, wake the actors up, yeah. And, you know, pull them out of the tents. And, you know, when the actors' legs are in serious pain from pulling that trailer up the hill, the company manager's, you know, the one to pick them up and to pull the trailer. No, it's definitely important to have someone on the road with them.
Yeah.
But every year we take, you know, because it's odd. I suppose we put ourselves in a position where we are the only people who really truly know what it's like to run a cycling theatre tour. Mainly because we're the only ones who do. We're the only ones mad enough to do it. And so every year when we get a new troupe cycling, if we aren't going on the road with them, we'll train them for 2 weeks. We'll teach them, you know, the best way to pack your bike, the best way to, you know, if someone's struggling with a trailer, how best to push them up a hill. Like, there's so many little tricks and stuff that you don't think about.
Yeah, of course. You're just thinking, like, they must have some sort of, you know, people in Starlight Express go to skating school.
Yeah.
People in the handlebars must definitely go to a bike school.
Yeah,
repairing punctures or...
All of that stuff, And so we always send people on a cycle proficiency course if they haven't cycled before. That's quite important. Or if they haven't driven before.
Yeah.
I think road safety. If you're a driver, you've got a good understanding. But if you're not, it's a new world.
Of course, if you're on B roads in the country.
Yeah. And then, you know... Like you said, fixing punches and the stuff that even cyclists can't plan for, which is the idea of carrying this, you know, 20 kilo trailer full of weight up a very steep hill. Like, how do you
in the
how
Peak
do
District.
You train for that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it is very much a matter of learning on the job, and so we go out with them. And I love going back out on the bike. I love the cycling. It's such a beautiful way to see this country.
Oh man, England is, you know, I'm American, obviously.
Yeah.
Sometimes claim to be Canadian these days, but there you go. But you know, there's nothing like England in the summer.
Yeah.
You know, it's just the most beautiful country in the summer.
As long as it's sunny.
As long as it's sunny. Okay. Yes. True. I want to take you back now because we talked about, you know, 5 years ago. I mean, we talked before we press record about having an idea that once you put into action, kind of grows on its own beyond what you can control or necessarily would have imagined.
Yeah.
So when did that kind of when did that time come and click into you guys' heads that hold on, we're onto something here, and then, you know, beyond that, it was not just you, because I mean everyone can think, oh, I've got a great idea and it's fabulous, great.
Yeah.
You've got to get the people in.
Yeah.
The people will let you know if you're fabulous and great and wanted.
when did it first click? I suppose it first, when we were incredibly fortunate, in our second year we had a really nice gala show. So we cycled in our second year, it was the same four again. This time we cycled from London all the way up to Edinburgh, around northern Scotland. We then got a ferry over to Europe, and we did Amsterdam, down to Belgium, Eurostar back to London. And we did a nice big show at the end in London to celebrate returning, and we managed to get Ian McKellen to come along, which was great. And that was a first, like, okay, this is cool, you know, this is getting, garnering some interest. And it was only then in the years after that, so the third year, where we, when we started doing our international work as well, so we started going abroad, that we started realising people would come up to us and say, oh, I've heard of you guys. Mm. And you'd be like, I'm sorry, what? Say that again? Yeah, I've heard of the Handlebars. And you're like, where and how? And it's so weird, because you don't, it just kind of, you're right, it sneaks up on you. Mm. You don't realise, but suddenly people are talking about you, and in a nice way, behind your backs. Do you know what I mean? And so that kind of happened in our third year. And then, as we've done more international work, I mean, in India in particular, in Bangalore, we have a great audience base there, and they absolutely love the show. So that when we went there after the first time, we were performing in the theatres there as well. So, you know, audiences of 200, 300 in a theatre, and after spending 3 years, you know, on a bike and off sometimes in very small outdoor venues, to suddenly going into theatres, sell out, and very loud, very intelligent audiences, the Indian audiences, was just an incredible, like, whoa, actually this is kind of cool what we're onto here. And then it's just grown since then. And so in our fourth year, we introduced an all-female troupe, because we, in the first instance, were an all-male troupe.
Yeah.
And that expansion has only been met with a positive response across the board. So I think we just keep trialing, adding new things, you know, and seeing if people are still taking that. Yeah. And every time we add something new, people seem to enjoy it, which is great.
Yeah, and so you must have expanded now. So the four of you now have expanded.
New places. So we acted in it for quite a long time. Myself and Callum Brody acted in it for four tours, I suppose. But we now, I mean, this year we're auditioning for an entirely new boys' troupe.
Right.
We're bringing one of the old girls' shows back out again. We kind of produce full time. We're bringing on an assistant producer, new company managers, and so the team, the core team is growing.
That's great.
And it's really exciting, but like I said, you're suddenly caught off guard, you know. This started four friends out for a laugh, and suddenly here we are hiring people. It's great.
It's a great way to grow up, Tom.
You know
it's a great way to kind of go, wow, I didn't expect to be running a tech company. You don't expect, you know I'm still an actor, you know.
Yeah,
I'm an actor because I have to be. You know, you're an actor because you have to be.
Yeah.
Not just because I want to be.
Yeah,
I have to do it. It's something that's in my blood. And, but all that's done is expanded my, you know, I've grown up and grown kind of different muscles.
Yeah, yeah.
As it were, you know. And I think that what you guys are doing is I think it's kind of, I'm sure you get this, is that it brings in a new audience for Shakespeare, you know, which is always difficult. You know, in America growing up, we don't get a lot of Shakespeare. At least I didn't. Where, you know, I was a military brat, so travel over, but also in high schools, you got to get Hamlet, Othello, you know, Romeo and Juliet always, you know, the kind of thing. So just, but having something that's, you know, a little bit more accessible for somebody to go, wait, I can ride a bike and then I can do Shakespeare, or like, I thought Shakespeare was all stuffy.
We're quite fortunate in that a lot of our audiences say, and a lot of reviews do say, that the way we go about it is very accessible. And I don't know where that comes from. I think that comes from the challenge that comes with cycling, and again, this coming back to this idea of it's a family unit, despite the fact that we've expanded. Like, we care, we really do care about everyone who works for us and works for our company, and that friendship and that family vibe then translates into the shows.
Yeah.
And then the audience feel like they're not just coming along to see Shakespeare, they're coming to join an experience. Mm. We're having this one experience together, and no two shows are going to be the same. And they are experiencing this one special show with us. And that's such a great
And it's
feeling.
Just the one. Because you guys are getting up and going. It is just
that one, and then we're off again. Exactly. And that's something exciting about that. And just, it's true. No two shows are the same, you know. When, you know, there's a lot of stealing picnics and audience interaction. And audiences, you know, they're the most, you just never know what they're going to do when you bring them up on stage.
Of course.
And it's just...
I know people sweat when you say audience participation.
Oh, I know. But it's not that.
But we, in Renew Shakespeare Company, we do that all the time.
Yeah.
And every show has an APB, audience participation bit. APB. And it was always our favorite part of the show.
Just because
you don't know what's going to happen. Oh, sometimes it failed spectacularly.
Oh, yeah.
But most times it was glorious. You know, and it is because it's that one show.
Yeah.
That, no one's ever going to have that experience again. So what are your plans? Before we get to where you're going to be this summer and what you're doing, has the Handlebars got some, like, a grand plan for taking it to America, Canada, North America, or is it... What's the vision you have, Tom?
What's the vision? So at the moment we continue to do our summer cycling tour. That's a big part of what we do. We've expanded to do a lot of international touring around Southeast Asia and India, and we go to a festival in Zimbabwe every year, which is all really exciting. Going to America is a big thing that we'd like to do.
Yeah.
We actually. A company got in touch with us recently from America.
Right.
And this is another one of those things of people talking about you and having no idea about it. But they'd seen, I don't know if they'd heard of us or they'd seen our website, and they were inspired by what we did. So they got on their bikes and they cycled across America. They cycled much further than we do every day, because I think you'd have to get it. I think they went across the width of America and they did about 30 shows as they went. So apparently we've already inspired another cycling Shakespeare to happen there, but we are absolutely hoping to go to America and cycle across America at one point and perform out there. I think the shows are going really well though.
I'm sure they will.
And also a massive driver for the next few years is to kind of be the spearhead of sustainable theatre.
Yeah.
And it's really, really important to us in terms of... And you know, I'm glad I'm seeing now, actually, is it's becoming more of a serious issue in the news.
Yeah.
I think you've probably seen a lot recently.
Yeah.
Stuff like plastics in the ocean have become a massive news story to me. And you know, it's something that we've always advocated in a really positive way, in that we go... Look, we're cycling to shows. You know, we're not expecting you to, you know, to cycle from London to Edinburgh.
Yeah.
But just these small changes in your life don't have to be difficult. They don't have to be hard. We're still having fun.
Yeah.
You know, we're still having a laugh doing Shakespeare, even though we cycle every day.
Yeah.
And we're kind of working towards doing more things. I that are more sustainable, and I encourage our audiences to be more sustainable as well. To the point where, you know, if you can start getting audiences to cycle to your shows,
amazing.
What an incredible thing. And that's a real, real driver for us over the next few years, is to encourage the theatre industry. Because I said it recently in an interview, I think it's our responsibility as a creative industry. So many people, you know, they watch films, they watch TV, they watch theatre, they're inspired by it, they engage with it as... on a really visceral level. Mm. I feel like it's our responsibility, with having that captive audience, to put this sustainable message across.
No, absolutely. Listen, we can't be a wasteful industry. You know, you could build a set and it goes on trash heap. You know, I get it. You know, it's great to be spearheading, to be a vocal kind of company and visible as well.
Yeah.
Good on you, man. I know that you guys were nominated for an award for your sustainability.
Yeah,
that's right.
Absolutely.
Which is great. You know, next time around you win, we'll make sure. So what's happening this summer? Can you let people know, if you want to see the Handlebars, where will you be? Who will be out there?
So we've got two tours this summer. We got our all-female Romeo and Juliet, and our all-male 12th night.
Nice.
And they'll be all across the UK this summer. The boys are actually popping over to Germany for a short spell, just for a festival in Dusseldorf. But other than that, yeah, we're all across the UK, regional theatres, National Trust venues,
nice.
Gardens, castles, wherever, you know. And so they can find out all about that on our website.
Well, cool. I'll put in the show notes, I'll put links to the website and everything else. But Tom, that's great.
Thanks
very much for talking to us.
It's been a pleasure.
Go see him. Get on your bikes.
Tom Dixon there, founding member and producer of the incredible Handlebars. Now, what you also didn't hear was me making a promise to visit the guys on tour and doing a little trip with them on one of their legs this summer. I think it's time for me to do a little research on the distance between their tour stops, because it looks like Matt and I are going to have to get saddle ready, which should be fun. Now, before we wrap up, if you are a theater professional, you need to head on over to curtaincallonline.com and sign up for a free profile page. All you have to do is create an account with an email address, make up a cool password, and away you go. That's for people working on stage, backstage, creatives, producers, theaters, anything. If you're in the theater industry, you need a profile on Curtain Call. It's called the IMDb of theater, and there's a reason. Your theater credits start linking to everyone else's. Start showing who you've worked with, not just who you worked for. So once you sign up, you start putting in your theater credits, which our database team will verify and make sure they start linking to other credits on our site. But you can also list your TV, film, commercial, voiceover, corporate, drama school credits, whatever. Put it up there. If you've done it, get it up there along with your show reel, voice reel, social feeds, and more. And it's all free. You can follow us on all the socials, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Curtain Call. We'd love to hear from you if you have any suggestions or feedback for the podcast. Get in touch with us via any of the social media platforms I just mentioned, or you can write to me personally at john@curtaincallonline.com, and that is John with an H. I'd like to end this episode with a big thank you to Tom Dixon and all his fellow Handlebards. Go to handlebards.com to find out tour dates for the Girls and Boys tours and to find out how you can get involved. Safe journey, guys, and see you on your travels. I'm feeling sore already. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Curtain Call Theater Podcast, and I will catch you all next week. Bye.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.